place. Warning, steep cliffs. Warning, edge. Warning, rocks falling. All this kind of thing. And when I'm walking along these little paths, when I see that sign, I instinctively just feel myself stepping back. There's a warning sign there, and I feel myself moving away from that warning sign. Jesus in Matthew 24 has given us a warning sign with lights and bells and whistles on. But oh no, that was not justified, so I'm going to get annoyed. That was not right, so I'm going to get offended. That was just not fair, so I'm going to get offended. Guys, sometimes when folk are offensive to you, it's not fair. It's not right. It's wrong. It's unbiblical. Well, I'm just going to get offended and point that out to them. No, because we start to go on this spiral. Now, I'm not excusing people's behaviour. We don't become doormats. But there's a way to be assertive and bold without being offended. When I see those signs at Troop Head, I step back because I don't want to hit those rocks at the bottom. When we see a fence coming our way, and somebody comes through the door, you just see a fence coming your way, don't you? Just take a step back. Listen, don't speak. That's why we've got two lugs and one mouth, as my mum used to say. Spend more time listening than speaking. But we just need to step back. Feel ourselves moving away from that offence. Can anyone remember what the Greek word for offence and being offended is? Scandalon. I count on those two. Scandalon. A trap stick, a bent sapling. That is a snare. Figuratively, cause of displeasure or sin. Offence coming our way is an opportunity to be trapped or snared by the enemy. And we need to see it as that. Amen. You need to see it as, oh, the vic is particularly offensive to me this morning. No. Maybe the enemy's kind of using vic a little bit to try and trap you, try and snare you, to get you offended. The enemy would love you to be offended. The enemy loves you to get to take offence. Why? Because it leads to betrayal, it leads to deceit, it leads to sin, it leads to you going away from the Lord. Being offended, that's got to be from the enemy, hasn't it? It's nothing to do with God. Offence coming our way is a snare of the enemy, trying to make you stumble and fall. If you get offended, you've fallen for that trap. Let me rephrase. If we get offended, we have fallen for that trap. I don't want to just keep saying you. It's for all of us. Yes, it can lead to loss of relationship. It can lead to bitterness. It can lead to unforgiveness. But, according to the word, it can lead to betrayal, hatred, false prophets, deceit. What were the other ones? Sin and walking away from the Lord. Your love for the Lord waxing cold. Guys, I've seen that. It's horrible. There are people out there in dire situations who should be in church, who should be in this church, who should be in any church, but they're not because they've been offended by leadership, offended by pastors, offended by friends. The easiest way to be offended is through your friends and your authority figures, through your family. You know, if some numpty in the supermarket who's a nobody to you comes up and does something to you, you just brush it off. Just walk away. But if Nunzi does it to me, fix offended. Or if my pastor, or a leader, or for me, John Donnelly or John Maunder, respect figures that I respect, well, if they are offensive, you know, that's where the danger comes from. Not from the old people in supermarkets that seem to think the closer they get to the button thing when they're waiting will make them get served quicker. But now I can't get, now I can't get in to press the button. It's not them that offend us. That happened to me this week. I felt like saying, you know, the further I'm away from this thing, the longer it's going to take for me to do it. Dear. But I didn't, because I'm gracious, and Carol says I should be gracious in the supermarkets because it's an opportunity to speak to people. I listen to them. Well, hallelujah. It's our nearest and dearest, and those in authority, that can really offend. And if we take offence at them, and if we get offended at them, that's a big problem, because we need to be in relationship with them.
Yeah.
So what do we do? Instead of dealing with it, if we're not in it, we just break the relationship. Yeah. I'll just leave the church, I'll go to another church. Oh dear, the pastor there is just as bad. Oh no, the pastor over there has just said the same as Pastor Rick. He's just as offensive. We need to be aware of this in our lives. We need to know Luke 17, offence is going to come. And we need to know the dangers of being offended. It's really going in with all the stuff that we're looking at with Dr. Leaf at the moment. It's how we think about these events, how we process them, how we turn them into thought patterns that is really important. And we choose, everything up in here is a choice. Jesus said it's going to come. Jesus gave us a warning, don't be offended. So it must be possible for us not to take offence. Would you agree Jesus wouldn't ask us to do something we couldn't do? Yeah. Offences are going to come. Here's a warning against being offended. That to me says, or Jesus is saying, not explicitly, but he's saying, guys, you can live in such a way that you don't get offended. That's what he's saying. Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
See, it's a definite possibility to choose not to be offended, but it's a choice. A conscious choice. Okay, I agree, sometimes it's not easy. There's a face of a guy just popped into my head. Not in church, previous place I used to work. Oh man, he gave me the opportunity to get offended every day. His breathing offended me. just the way he breathed and walked gave me opportunity to be offended, and it was in my face all day. So I know it's not easy. I know it's not easy, guys. But it's possible. Absolutely possible. So every time I preach, I'm giving you the opportunity to be offended. If we are in relationship with people, we have the opportunity to be offended. And it can be over a silly little thing. There was another phone call this week, talking to a brother about a potential situation that could really impact on both of us. So I was talking to him about my rationale for one of my decisions, and he was accepting that decision. He was accepting those reasons. Very amicable, we were both in agreement about this decision and my rationale for making that decision. And then we were just about to go off the phone, and he suddenly said, oh well, if that's the real reason, why didn't you tell me? And I kind of went, huh? I didn't change my reason. I didn't give you another reason. I hadn't talked about anything. So I said something to that effect, and he replied, oh, I thought you said this. Oh, I thought you said this. And he thought I had said something really, really offensive. I mean, really offensive. But because of the way we talked to each other, he challenged me. I said, no, that's not what I'm thinking. He said, oh, kind of, thank goodness. But I could hear in that statement, oh, well, if that's the real reason, why didn't you tell me? He was starting to take offence at something that wasn't even offensive. So it can be really subtle.
Yeah.
We'll have to be really careful. Thankfully, he challenged me there and then, and we sorted this out. Instead of getting offended, challenge someone assertively with boldness and get it sorted out. What were we talking about this morning? Deal with it. Don't just let it lie. That situation on the phone, that could have been really serious. It could have ended up with both of us being offended and that relationship just being horrendous. Also showed me that most offence that we take is misconstrued and it's not meant.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not what you said. Oh, you didn't say that. Oh, but Stu and Ellie told me that's what you said. Sorry not to pick on Stu and Ellie, but you'll soon learn not to sit in the front again, guys. Oh, that's what you meant. Oh, but they said this is what you said. No, that's not what I said. So, misconstrued. Anyway, situation gets worse, people don't talk. Anyway, back to this. So, meditating on this yesterday, plenty of time to meditate yesterday because there was no football. Waterlogged pitch, you see, back to the old Dennis and Edith, Kira, Elin, Edith, doesn't matter. Naming storms, it's just
the storms.
Anyway, I'm meditating on this yesterday, and a thought came into my head that being offended was the opposite of another important biblical truth, an opposite of another important principle or doctrine. Any idea where I'm coming from here?
Loving others?
Yeah, that could be. Forgiveness! Forgiveness. It's kind of opposite that. And I was kind of thinking, if we operate in forgiveness, we cannot get offended. If we're operating a life of forgiveness, we just can't get offended. So there's the answer. Forgiveness. Yes, people will hurt us, intentionally or unintentionally. Yes, people can and will hurt us. People will be horrible to us. People will disappoint us. People will let us down. People will not come up to our expectations. We can have the opportunity to be offended all the time at these people. But if we forgive them for what we do, we cannot move into offence. We cannot be offended. Ergo, the other way around, if we're being offended, if we've taken offence, we've not given that person forgiveness. And we all know what forgiveness leads to: bitterness, whatever, stomach ulcers, all this malarkey. It's not good for us. I think if we get offended, we're just not living in forgiveness. I'll put it another way: if we forgive people for their indiscretions, if we forgive people for being horrible to us, for letting us down, for being just downright nasty, for being sarcastic, for being whatever, we cannot be offended. It's just impossible. If we operate out of forgiveness, we cannot be offended. And you know what the word says about forgiveness? You know what I think, what I teach about forgiveness? Who should we forgive? Everyone. And what should we forgive?
Everything.
Therefore, we cannot live in offence. We're getting offended. Why are we getting offended? Because we're not forgiving people. Now, I'm speaking with a mirror in front of my face here. I'm not having a go at you. Can you see my logic there? Mm-hmm. That has to be the case. If we get offended at someone, and we're not getting offended at what they say, we're not getting offended at what they've done, we're not getting offended at the attitude, we're getting offended at them. So if we do, we can't be living in forgiveness towards them. Sorry, we'll stop picking on Stu and Ellie, but if Sean is just the most offensive individual in the church. you said it, bro. I was waiting for an amen for this side, but I didn't get it. If Sean can be the most offensive person in this church, and just week after week after week, oh, that message, Pastor, oh, I don't like the way the chairs are set, oh, you've a couple of words spelt wrong up on there, oh, you told people to sit down, oh, you know, just offensive, offensive, offensive. If every time Sean says that, it's just, I just operate in a love is right, of course. Operate in love and forgiveness. I'm not going to get offended. I can't be. I'm not just, you can't get offended if you're operating in forgiveness. That's just the revelation that comes to you. I've seen. So how do we operate out of forgiveness? This is I'm not talking about after we've written this down. We need to understand how much we've been forgiven. We need to understand about Jesus' forgiveness. That's what Ephesians says, isn't it? If we can understand how much he's forgiven us, we can forgive others. That's a freebie for you. If we operate out of forgiveness, we cannot be offended. If we live out of forgiveness, we cannot get offended. Now, I know that's not easy, but the doctrine is simple. The teaching today is simple. You are going to get offences coming your way. You're going to have the opportunity to be offended. You choose whether to be offended or not, but if we are operating out of forgiveness, we can live without taking offence. Amen. The word says it's possible. I'm really glad that the Lord started speaking to me this about the back end of last week, because I have had a cracking week. I have had quite a few opportunities to be offended. I mean real beauties. And I know how much the word is changing me, because 10 years ago, those people wouldn't have heads now. I would have metaphorically, maybe physically, knocked them off. Oh, Elliot, it's almost been laughable. I mean, what I find, those of you that do teach and preach and whatever, when you're going to teach on something, you get practical examples to work through. And I've had practical examples to work through this week. Every time I preach on something like this, it gives me the opportunity to put it into practice. I think it's to give you guys examples during the teaching, because that's a good teaching style. I had the real opportunity. And it's each time it's been misconstrued. And I know it's me saying this, but I've not really been offensive. Amen. But they've taken this anyway and got offended, and I've had the opportunity to be offended, but it's not. But I'm sure this is not just for me. I'm sure I heard correctly from the Lord this week that some of us need to think about this. About being offended and taking offence. It's not a hey, fun, glorious, gracious message. But it's the truth, guys. It is the truth. It's from the Word. If you are alive, it is impossible but for offences to come your way. That's what Jesus said, wasn't it? You're working. You're at school. You're at home. You're in the supermarket with elderly ladies. You're going to have the opportunity to get offence coming your way. They will come. If you are alive and in relationship with people, they will come, because people are offensive. We are offensive. There you go. But we have been warned of the dangers of taking offence. Jesus has put up that warning sign. Huge warning sign. I mean, go back and look at Matthew 24, 10 through 13 and see that downward spiral. I mean, he doesn't even mention bitterness and unforgiveness. I think they come first. Jesus putting up that warning sign. So back away. Make that conscious choice. I'm not going to get offended. Move away from falling into that trap. See it as a snare of the enemy. Don't see it as the enemy trying to, let's go back to my and Sean example. And it's not really Sean. We don't battle against Sean's. What do we battle against? Powers and principalities. It's not Sean trying to get at me. It's the enemy trying to get at me to stop me preaching, teaching, being a pastor or whatever.
Amen.
So it's the enemy getting at the word. See it like that. Take the personalities out of it, and it comes a lot easier to forgive Sean. She's just a poor old soul. It's just he needs a lot of work, but we but we love him, and we'll all bless him, and we'll all be good to him. And we'll all kind of just put up with his nonsense each night.
No, hallelujah.
Pastor, you should be getting John a renewed mind. Yes, I should. But if you take the personalities out of it and see that it's a snare, it kind of makes it easier to love and forgive that person. Sorry, Sean.
That's okay.
So move away from falling into that trap, that snare of the enemy. Friends, it may not be easy, but there's a lot of stuff in here that's not easy, is it?
Yes.
You know, I could have gone down the route. If we are operating the two commandments that we're actually obliged to now, what are the two commandments that we're obliged to now? Love God and love everyone else. If we're kind of living out those two, I haven't even got onto that. If we're living out of loving God and loving everyone else, I would suggest we couldn't get offended either.
Yeah, amen.
So if we're loving people and forgiving people, which is kind of what we're supposed to be doing, church, we might not take offence. But it's not easy, I get that. But I believe, and I'm sure next week I'm going to have the opportunity, because I'm preaching it this week, I believe that we can live without being offended. The word kind of, Jesus kind of says that we can do that. If we live out of forgiveness, yeah, and live out of love. That's what the word says. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yeah, I didn't think I'd get a clap for that one. Amen. Hallelujah. I know it's Sean doing the clap.